The limited evidence available suggests that this change is a function of simply facing up to death, not of having a near-death experience. But when NDEers behave altruistically, this helps spread their NDE memes. I'm a nice person. I'm not so selfish now, believe me. I really did go to heaven. Wanting to agree with this honestly nice person helps spread the memes. And if the NDE survivor really does help you, you may take on the NDE memes as a way of returning the kindness. Thus, NDE memes spread, and among them is the idea that people who have had NDEs behave more altruistically. Blackmore's explanation doesn't explain anything. First, simply facing up to death does not induce NDE life changes. If so, almost all heart attack survivors would change their lives, and research shows that they do not. As for the rest, she is simply arguing that the human mind is governed by memes, hypothetical units of thought that replicate themselves. See Chapter 7, intellectual equivalents to Dawkins's selfish genes. That is an entirely superfluous and untestable concept. By contrast, clinical death, verifiable accounts, and behavior change after NDE are all testable. Neurologist Jeffrey Saver and physician John Rabin's treatment of the question illustrates the difficulties of the materialist position nicely. Citing the NDEs of fallen alpine mountaineers, they correctly identify key common factors. Although some near-death experiences are distressing or hellish, most are serene and joyful and may produce profound and long-lasting changes in beliefs and values. To account for the experience, they suggest that an underlying driving biologic mechanism appears likely. They argue that the NDE might be a survival mechanism. Endorphin-induced limbic system activity or a blockade of NDMA, N-methyldiaspartate, an excitatory neurotransmitter in the mammalian nervous system, receptors for glutamate by putative endogenous neuroprotective molecules, which might dampen glutamate excitotoxicity in hypoxic ischemic settings. But their suggestions do not explain what most needs explaining, that patients report information later verified and recount life-changing experiences from periods when they were known to be clinically dead. Perhaps sensing that they have not dealt with the main problem, Saver and Rabin proceed to invoke a by now familiar explanatory model, evolutionary psychology. We behave the way we do because that was how our ancestors survived.